Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Jnanati Miranda. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 8, Narayan Kavacha Shield, Text number 1 to 12. Sri Raju Vacha Yaya Gupta Sahasraksha Swahan Ripusanikan Kredan Iva Dinirijitya Trilokya Gubujesiyam Bhagavam Stan Mama Kyahi Varma Narayana Admakam Jatata Tayina Satrun Jena Gupto Jayam Vidhi. Translation. King Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, "My dear Lord, kindly explain the Vishnu mantra, Amo, that protected King Indra and enabled him to conquer his enemies along with their carriers and enjoy the opulence of the three worlds. Please explain to me that Narayana Amo, by which King Indra achieved success in battle, conquering the enemies who were endeavoring to kill him." Text 3. Sri Badarayani Uvacha Vritta Purohitas Tvastrao Mahendrayanu Prichate Narayakyam Varmaha Tad Ihaika Manasinu. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, "King Indra, the leader of the demigods, inquired about the Amo known as Narayan Kavacha from Vishwarupa, who was engaged by the demigods as their priest. Please hear Vishwarupa's reply with great attention." Text 4 to 6. Vishwarupa said, "If some form of fear arrives, one should first wash his hands and legs clean and then perform achaman by chanting this mantra, Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarva Sangatu Piva Jasmarit Pundari Kaksham Sa Bahiyam Vyantara Suchi Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. Then one should touch kusa grass and sit gravely and silently facing the north. When completely purified, one should touch the mantra composed of 8 syllables to the 8th part of his body and touch the mantra composed of 12 syllables to his hands. Thus, in the following manner, he should bind himself with the Narayan coat of armor. First, while chanting the mantra composed of 8 syllables, Om Namo Narayanaya, beginning with the pranava, the syllable Om, one should touch his hands to 8 parts of his body, starting with the 2 feet and progressing systematically to the knees, thighs, abdomen, heart, chest, mouth, and head. Then one should chant the mantra in reverse, beginning from the last syllable, Ya, while touching the parts of his body in the reverse order. These two processes are known as Utpatti Nyasa and Samhara Nyasa, respectively. Text 8 to 10. One must then chant the mantra of six syllables, Om Vaishnavi Namaha. One should play the syllable Om on his heart, the syllable V on the top of his head, the syllable Sa between his eyebrows, the syllable Na on his top of hair, Sika, and the syllable V between his eyes. The chanter of the mantra should then place the syllable Na on all the joints of his body and meditate on the syllable Ma as being a weapon. Thereafter, he should thus become the perfect personification of the mantra. Thereafter, adding Visarga to the final syllable Ma, he should chant the mantra Ma as fire facts in all directions, beginning from the east. In this way, all directions will be bound by the protective armor of the mantra. Text 12. The Supreme Lord who sits on the back of the bed, Garuda, touching him with his lotus feet, holds 8 weapons: the conch shell, disc, sword, shield, glove, arrows, bow, and ropes. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead protect me at all times with his 8 arms. He is all powerful because he fully possesses the 8 mystic powers, Anima, Lagima, etc. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thinking oneself what the Supreme is called Ahangra Hopasana. Through Ahangra Hopasana, one does not become God, or he thinks of himself as qualitatively one with the Supreme. Understanding that as a spirit soul, he is equal in quality to the Supreme Soul, the way the water of a river is of the same nature as the water of the sea, one should meditate upon the Supreme Lord as described in this verse and seek his protection. The living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme. Consequently, their duty is to always seek the mercy of the Lord in order to be protected by him in all circumstances. Hare Krishna. Sri Vishwarupa Uvacha. If some form of fear arrives, fear, it means sin. Fear, it means absent of God. Krishna is not there. Maya. So, a person in the dark is always frightened. That is the nature of illusion. In a dark room, if you see a rope, you will mistake it to be a snake. And snake is frightening because it's poisonous. Maya is poisonous. Therefore, it creates fear in the heart of the conditioned souls. Those who are not conditioned, who are pure, they are free from fear. So Visharupa said here, if some form of fear arises, you should take shelter at the Vishnu armor. For a devotee of Lord Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, will take shelter of something which is superior to Vishnu armor. Something which is superior to Vishnu armor Sukadeva Goswami mentions not Bhagavatam. Etam Dirvidyamananam Ichatam Akutu Bayam Doginam Dirpandirin Ditam Arena Manu Kirtanam. Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear King Parikshit Maharaj, constantly chanting the holy names of the Lord, Satata Kritayanto Mam, it is a doubtless and fearless process for success for all beings. It is what? The doubtless and fearless process for success for all beings, the chanting of the holy name. And he said, it should be chanted after the ways of the Mahajanas. Dharma Sakta Tom Nihitam Guhayam. Mahajana Jenagatasa Panta. Supreme truth, supreme understanding is of the personality of Godhead. Is locked up in the heart of unadulterated devotee, a premi bhakta, a devotee of Lord Krishna, whose heart is completely free from all the narratives from the material world. There is nothing there except Krishna. Such a heart, Lord Krishna sit there, hearing the holy name from such a premi bhakta, or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from such a great devotee. He remove all doubt. He remove all inauspiciousness. He plant Krishna in the heart of those who hear. So the ways of Mahajans will be followed. Our system is to follow chanting the holy name and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam according to the ways of those whose heart Lord Krishna is sitting. They will plant Krishna also in the heart of those who hear, the Mahajans. So the holy name of Krishna is superior to the armor of the Narayan. There was a competition between Hanuman and Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra has a powerful weapon which he used to destroy a powerful and formidable Ravana. He has all mystic perfections. Hanuman told Ramachandra, this your weapon cannot do me anything. Ramachandra said, what? This weapon, I can close the whole universe, can break it down. Hanuman said, yes, you can do that, but it cannot do me anything. Ramachandra said, what is your secret? Hanuman said, my secret is your holy name, Ram. So, let's experiment. Hanuman said, yes, we shall do the experiment. Take a weapon. Ramachandra took his weapon, took the quiver, the arrows, punched it to Hanuman. Hanuman closed his eye. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. Okay. The weeping failed. The holy name Lord Krishna is superior to Narayan Amor. Not Indra needed it, but for Bhakta, Narayan Ampara. He does not need Narayan weapon. He needs the holy name of Lord Krishna. Haridas Thakura. Haridas Thakura, he was tormented and tortured to die. The Sudarshan Chakra, Lord Vishnu, he never failed in any way. Any way it is released, he never failed the target. Only once, the Sudarshan Chakra, Lord Vishnu, failed. When Haridas Thakura was being tormented, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came and released the Sudarshan Chakra, but he couldn't kill those who were tormenting Haridas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he returned back with his weapon. This is the first time this has happened. So later, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Haridas, "My dear Haridas, you are actually great. In this material world, we are always afraid of our enemies. But for you, you have no enemy. And even those who are tormenting you, they want to kill you, I came there with my Super Saiyan Chakra, so powerful as it is. You cover them with your compassion that I return defeated because you are Nama Acharya." You chant the holy name. The holy name is superior. Therefore, a devotee should take shelter of the holy name and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 7, text 6 was assignment given to Vyasadeva by his spiritual master Nandamoli. Nandamoli told him, "You, Vyasadeva, you're so great, you did so much wonderful things, but in your wonderful creation, you have added some sand into your creation. Therefore, anything which is contrary to devotion, if you bring it in connection with devotional service, it will react in different forms. And that is the reason why you are morose. Therefore, I'm requesting you, give something for the Paramahamsas. That thing you are going to give to the Paramahamsas should be spotless." Srimad Bhagavatam is described as Amala Puran, because it describes only the super excellent activities and wonderful persons of Lord Krishna. Nothing in the species, nothing Karmakanda, nothing, even Gyan is absent in the Bhagavatam. Dharma, Purushita, Koitava. Completely rejecting anything which is cheating in the name of religion. Srimad Bhagavatam stands supreme of all the scriptures. Therefore, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Saraswati, he said, "Let all the scriptures in this world perish. There is nothing to worry about it. If there is Bhagavatam, oh, this lamentation, it is inauspiciousness. If there is a place in this world that Bhagavatam is not placed." Bhagavatam is superior to all the scriptures because it is the last work of Srila Vyasadeva. You know, when you do first thing, you will make a lot of mistake. If you do second thing, you will make a lot of mistake. The third thing you did, the last thing is the best. So Vyasadeva, the last work of Vyasadeva was Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's the best. So here, Vyasadeva, he compared the Bhagavatam to give pleasure to the Bhagavatas, Satvatas. Who are the Satvatas? Idmasarana, free from envy. Their heart is completely free from envy. Envious person can never understand Krishna or the process of devotional service. You can't chant Hare Krishna if you are envious. Maya will catch up with you if you are very envious. Maya will not do any person, one who is free from envy, anything, because that person is under the shelter of the holy name of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, he said, this beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam, anyone who listens to Bhagavatam with rapt attention, automatically, the love for Godhead will sprout up. What will he do? It will extinguish. Fire extinguisher. Srimad Bhagavatam is what? Fire extinguisher. Yes. What does he extinguish? The fire of lamentation, illusion, and fear. Here, we are talking about fear. You take shelter of Lord Narayan Amo. Therefore, a devotee should take shelter of the holy name. And Srimad Bhagavatam, no more fear. In the history, there are so many personalities who have taken shelter of Lord Krishna and they were never defeated. Even when Maya, when Maya tried to play with them, we have only 5 minutes left. And I want to tell one story, it will take more than 5 minutes. So I would like to end here. Okay. Govind Prabhu says he has given me permission. This story is very, very nice. If you hear it, it will increase our faith. Already we have faith. If you hear this story, and the purpose why I'm going to tell this story is to increase our faith for Krishna. The faith is already there, but it will increase our faith for Krishna. Our faith for Krishna, our faith for hearing Bhagavatam, and our faith for hearing, chanting the holy name purely without envy, it will increase. So there is a devotee, he's called Vipra Narayan. He's from southern India. And he has a nickname. His nickname is Yes, Alva. Alva, they are not one Alva. Alva, they are 12. 12 Alvas. 11th of them. 11th of the Alvas is Tondara or Dita. That's his name. Means one who has the doors, the shelter of the doors from pure devotees. So he was born according to Gavadam Sanskara. It was perfectly organized. His bed was auspicious. Pure, please listen very carefully. Because there are so many things inside this story. It's very good for us brahmacharis. It's very good for a devotee. Especially, there are two classes of brahmacharis. Hare Krishna. One brahmachari is innocent brahmachari. He not experienced. Another brahmachari is very experienced brahmachari. Experienced brahmachari, he never regret being a brahmachari. Inexperienced brahmachari, sometimes his mind tells him, maybe I'm losing something. See all these wonderful things. Am I not missing? Suppose I take this devotional service gradually and follow the normal way. It's inexperienced brahmachari. So this Vipra Narayani, excuse me to use this word, is inexperienced brahmachari. I will explain the reason. When you hear the story, you will understand why he's an inexperienced brahmachari. In Mahabharata also, Srila Vyasadeva, when he was narrating the story of one brahmachari who, in his life, he has never seen a woman before.
So the first time he saw a woman, he never knew the difference. That's ignorant brahmachari, the neophyte. This brahmachari also is like this. So he travels and he visited so many wonderful holy places, and he came to a very wonderful temple of Ranganath. And he decided, see the beauty of Radha Gopinath temple, he decided to stay there. And he cultivated a garden, and he was there. In this garden, he would produce very nice flowers. He devoted his time. He was fully absorbed in his devotion to Lord Krishna. Fully absorbed in devotion to Lord Krishna. Perfect. But still, he's very absorbed like that. Our process is not a blindfolding process. One can be absorbed ignorantly. So he was very absorbed in his devotional service that he does not see anything but Lord Ranganath and his devotion, his garden. He took care of his garden very nicely. There was a very beautiful woman called Deva Devi from heaven. Her duty is to look at those who are interested in Krishna consciousness. That is her service. So one day she was returning home and she came across the garden of Vipranarayan. And he became tired, so he decided to take rest under one of the beautiful trees that was in the garden. So she was there. And Vipranarayan was very absorbed in his service. That when he came and looked around, he didn't even notice that somebody that died was existing. So, Deva Devi, she said, she asked her sister, "This man, is he a human being or a dead body?" From my experience, any person who look at me would struggle to remove his eye from my body. But here, this person, he doesn't even care that I'm here. It's an insult on my personality. The sister said, "See, this person here is a devotee of Lord Krishna. So he has no attraction for any external things. So for you, for this is a duty, you are useless for him." "Say, me?" The sister said, "See, anyway, today I will know if actually you are very powerful and you also will fulfill the purpose of your birth. If you can bring him down, I will serve you for 6 months as a menial servant." "So, okay, I will do it. If I fail, I will also serve you in the same way." So she removed. Listen very careful. Devotional service is not a mechanical thing. Devotional service is not something artificial. Devotional service is something not something meant easy, so simple, easy thing for lazy people. Devotional service is an active process for those who are eternally conscious. You see, fire brigade. You know how fire brigade acts? Fire brigade them. They are perfectly trained in such a way, immediately they say fire, immediately they take action. They don't wait to think which weapons will I carry. This is how we should be in devotional service. We shouldn't wait to consider what, in such a situation, what should I do. We should be so expert in our devotional service, like fire brigade. Once there is fire, fire! Deva Devi, she was so expert in her service that the moment she knew that this is my target, she removed all her bangles and ornaments, everything, and became like ordinary girl. And since she fell in the front of Vipranarayan, see her duty. She did it very well. She knew what should be done at every time, so she perfectly did that. She started crying. She was crying. And the Prabhu said, "What is the problem?" She said, "See, I am a common woman. My mother engaged me in prostitution. This is the way I maintain my life and my family. please, I am tired of this. You are a pure devotee. Ya vancha kalpataru vyascha kripa asuni vyaivacha vajitana bhavani vyo vajitana na monava. Please, show me your mercy. Show me mercy. I'm tired. I don't want to do this again. You are Kapha Vriksha. You fulfill everyone's desire. Please fulfill my desire as well. So, what should I do? Please, I don't want to go back again to my mother's house. She will continue to engage me that way. I want to stay with you and assist you. The time you will take your gallant to Lord Ranganath, at that time, I will be taking care of your garden for you. In this way, I will assist you in your devotional service for Lord Krishna. It's okay. Please, stay here. It's an experience, Ramachari. Sri Sukhwani Sahaj said that a devotee should have what? Vidya and abhidya. You should know this and know this. So if you don't know this, you know this alone, you'll be defeated. It's half knowledge. You should have the boat. So you'll be protected. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj is protected by right hand side. Who is the protector? Lord Krishna. By left hand is Arjuna. That's a devotee. So this lady was staying there. One day there was a heavy rain. The rain was heavy. This Mataji was inside the rain there pretending to do her service. She was soaked with rain and she was shivering from the cold. But Vipranarayan was sitting in his cottage, dry, clean, and tranquil, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this Mataji sent a very powerful weapon. This weapon is not physical. There are five. She's released one. This one went straight and stuck on his heart, and he opened his eyes and he saw that she was in the rain. He said, please, can you come inside? So she came. She came inside. He gave his cloth to her to wear. He started sitting in the same room. She released the second arrow. And then she said, you know, from austerity and performing, your body is very weak and tired. Can I do some massaging for you? So, yes, you do that. In experience, Ramachari, you are lying that taking service, you take service, you are indebted. They're like Krishna is indebted. How is he indebted? Not because of money. Krishna is indebted because of service, devotees render. That put Krishna into debt. So he was indebted. How will he pay his debt? He got entangled with her. After she became entangled by the trick of this Mataji, and then she started to chastise him and insult him. But the devotee will constantly tolerate all the insult and harassment because of sense gratification. So one day he was sitting by the door, waiting. Anytime he knocked the door, she would refuse to open the door for him. Lord Ranganath was passing on the procession one evening and he saw, they passed through while he was sitting. He don't even see the Lord Krishna was passing. He was very absorbed. Now he has forgotten everything about the devotional service. He was fully absorbed in the prostitute. He forgot completely Krishna. So Lakshmi Devi, he saw him. And she asked Lord Krishna, who is that person there? Lord Narayan said, oh, you forgot this, our dear devotee. He was serving us very nicely before, and now he failed. So Lakshmi Devi saw. So, will you leave your devotee to suffer like this? He had done so much wonderful service for us before. Now he has this problem. Are you going to leave him like this to suffer? Even though he had done something wrong, he has committed some sin. Is there no way to redeem him? Lord Krishna said, yes, I will do something. You just wait and see what I will do. In the evening, Lord Krishna personally took his golden tray and went to the house of the prostitute and knocked the door. The sound of Lord Krishna knocking on the door was different from the sound Vipra Narayan used to knock, that she used to refuse to open before. This one was different. Therefore, she opened the door and she saw a very unusual person standing. Say, who are you? Say, oh, your friend Vipra Narayan sent me with this golden tray for you. His voice was very sweet and it is irresistible. So she listened carefully. I said, what is him? He said, oh, he's waiting for you here. Please, you have enjoyed with him before. Please, can you do the same thing? He disappeared. She received the golden tray. He came out and led her to where Vipra Narayan was sitting. And he told Vipra Narayan, please, I have brought here object of enjoyment. Please enjoy it with her as you used to do before. And he left. The pujari came to work the deity and he saw that the golden tray was not there. And he reported that the manager who ordered that the priest in charge and all his attendants should be arrested. So they were arrested. One of the prostitutes' assistant also has a boyfriend within those pujaris who were taking care. So when she was passing, she saw her boyfriend inside the jail. And then she went there. She said, what is this? So the golden tray was stolen. And for that reason, we have been arrested. She said, that is what my mistress. Immediately, the matter was reported. So the king arrested the prostitute and Vipra Narayan. They came together and said, why have you fallen so low that you have to go and steal the plate of Lord Narayan? She said, no. I'm sorry, I did not do this, and I don't know. My boyfriend brought the plate for me. That is why I accepted. I didn't know. So the king was angry. So what do you say about this? He said, my lord, I don't know about this issue. Put him in jail. So they put him in the jail. When the manager went to sleep, the king went to sleep, and Lord Krishna came to him, and he said, my dear king, you see, it is my arrangement, my personal arrangement, to release my devotee from the prison of sense gratification. He was serving me before. I had a problem, he fell down. It is my duty to redeem him. I personally took the plate to him so that in this way, he could be rectified. So release him and reinstate him back in his original service position. The king got up from the dream and he came and ordered for his release and begged forgiveness, begged for pardon for everything, and the matter was settled. So when Vipra Narayan was released, he started thinking, don't see how the Lord is so merciful, so compassionate. I abandoned him, I forgot him, I did all kinds of sinful activity, but the Lord has dressed me and shown me this great compassion. That mercy bestowed upon him destroy all the inauspicious things in his heart, and he became repentant. He gave up all his useless life and returned back to devotional service and fully engaged himself in devotional service. The prostitute said, the Lord is so merciful, so kind. He has delivered this person. So if I should become a devotee, this is also going to deliver me. She also became a devotee, Hare Krishna. The Lord never leave us alone. The Lord never forget us. We can forget him. We can do anything. We can try as much as possible to run away from him. But Lord Krishna will never forget us. He's always thinking how to deliver us even if you have a difficulty. Therefore, Krishna consciousness, which includes chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the mouth of pure devotees, is a fearless, doubtless process for success for all souls. Therefore, it is important for us to take shelter of this mercy of Lord Krishna bestowed upon us. Hare Krishna. Son founder Shara Jagagusra Prabhupadiki. Glorious of Bhakta Vrindiki. His Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj ki. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj ki. Glorious to devotees of Chopati ki.